Morning, all.
Morning.
We were gonna have a computer image, but I have a backup plan.
That's what I like, backup plans.
Does that send a computer image in working?
Brad, do you need Chip?
My computer support is in here. That's not a problem.
Computers, where's Chip got? He's always here, Twitter, where's it at? He's Twittering.
Backup plan is paper.
Here comes George.
And paper is what I grew up with, so I'm okay with that. What you'll notice on the printed document that you have before you is a yellow and a green area. And council may recall, about a month ago, I came in to review a project, which we did have on the screen, and it represented primarily the same area. And we talked then about the construction occurring in two phases, just from a logistics standpoint, that we couldn't disturb the entire area at one time. We since have bid this project, and I'm here to discuss that bid award with you and entertain any questions about how the project might unfold, the phase one and phase two, and any timing questions you may have, but we have went through a logistics item. I got a paper.
Have you had a tour? Have you toured out there?
Out there, it's right here.
Here.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, so.
Take her out there.
Yeah, take me out there, take me out. No, all right, so we have, all right, I'm gonna look at, kind of picture it in my head by going out there.
Phase one will last how long? That's just a simple question.
83 days.
83 days.
83 days of construction, starting approximately the third week of March.
Okay, and then the second phase would be what?
Right now, it's 83 days as well, and it would start approximately October the 7th.
Okay.
Okay.
That gives me a ballpark.
I'd remind council, this is the item that we brought forward in January regarding the overall improvements we're making to the way the county conducts business. Sort of the coin phrase we're using is the one-stop shop. With the new Munis system and the ERP system that council has purchased, now we're able to do certain functions in one place, including transactions, financial transactions, such as our tax bills, dog license, building permits, sewer bills, back tax collections. All that can be done with the computer now in one place. So what this project represents is the change in the admin building to be able to service the customers on the first floor in this one location.
Do we have a provision for some kind of security? Where does that go? Do we still have somebody at the desk for security? Are we ever going to have any other kind of security?
Well, that question has been raised in this project. I would say that that's something that we need to discuss as a council, whether or not we want to increase our security presence for this building. Right now, as you know, we have a guard out front during the day and in during the evening. And if we want to...
But we would still do that.
Yeah, nothing would change with that.
Okay.
And there's no plans in this project to increase the safety of our entrance near the front door.
That's what I'm asking.
Now, there is great safety enhancements that are going to be at the counter where the staff will be conducting transactions, financial transactions, which I would say are vastly improved to what we have upstairs right now, which is minimum to nothing. Including enhanced glass and enhanced walls for the places where money will cross hands.
There, you know, I was reading an article the other day, and it was and they were talking about security and different things, and it was a simple suggestion, and it made a lot of sense. Like the elderly people have those life alert buttons and stuff, that this one facility was going to provide, maybe it was school teachers, it was something to do in schools and stuff, and that teachers would be provided with a simple, you know, system that would alert, automatically go to 911 without having to, run screaming looking for somebody. So I don't know. That may be just a simple, inexpensive way to put maybe in each department certain key employees would have access to, you know, somebody on duty would have something like that. If so, if some security issue arose, we wouldn't have to have armed people all over, and we maybe wouldn't have to have the metal detectors and stuff in the future, and that's something that might be a simple way to look at it, and inexpensive too. But anyway, just a thought, since we were talking about security. But proceed, please. I'm sorry. Was that it? Your presentation?
Any questions, Mr. Hall?
Any questions? I have a motion for the bid award.
Okay. A motion, sir.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the architects Davis, Bowen, and Ferdell and the engineering department that Sussex County Project 12-32, Sussex County Administrative Office Building First Floor Renovations, be awarded to Kent Construction Company, Inc. of Smyrna, Delaware, at a base bid amount of $199,000.00.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion?
Now, we still get our dog licenses down in the first floor, right?
Right.
Yep.
Good. That's great.
I have a dog sitting there.
Any more questions? Now. I will take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Mr. Ashman. Hawkeye Oversizing.
So I am on the agenda for this presentation. Mr. David Rutt is going to give the presentation on the oversizing agreement.
It costs us more money for this.
No, that's expensive.
It's coming out of your salary, maybe.
Build it into the budget. This is a cost oversizing agreement that is before you for the sewer system that was installed down in the Gill's Neck area. And we've been in negotiation for over 2 years to come to this agreement. But this started approximately 10, 12 years ago when they were doing the construction down in that area. And the contractor, the developer, was required under Sussex County Code Section 110-83 to oversize the facilities. It was a situation where they had certain subdivisions that they were going to be putting the infrastructure in, and the county had them oversize it to accommodate additional development that would be in that area. And there's a procedure under the code whereby the county, as part of the approval, can require that, and then there is supposed to be an agreement entered into between the developer and the county for the recovery of those oversizing costs. That agreement was never entered into. But the developer did do the oversizing, did increase the size of the system such that other developments in the area that are not owned by that developer can connect in and can use the facilities. The sanitation system in that area feeds into the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. So we were approached by the developer about payment for the oversizing. Initially, they had requested, or their figures showed that the oversizing cost was $1.9 million. Well, that was quickly disputed, and we went back, reviewed all the payments that had been made in connections to the system, broke out those parts or those that were considered to be part of the oversizing. Mr. Izzo reviewed all of the cost for the system and did it a couple times and really put a lot of effort into that and determined that the total oversizing expense that would be the county's responsibility was $1,207,963. When we went back and did the analysis, there had been cash collected, and also there were credits, and with those credits reducing the amount that was due, it was determined that the balance due was $850,046. And that's what the county would reimburse the developer for having the performed this oversizing. Part of that had been paid in cash, part was in credit that they received, but this agreement you have before you is strictly credits. There's no cash payment going back to the developer. So as either the developer, a landowner, a house builder, or a plumber or anyone else that may be coming in to get a connection into this system, there will be a credit toward that $850,000, but no cash payment once all the credits have been received by the developer. Then every other connection transmission fee charge will be the county's. So this is to essentially go back, put in place the agreement that should have been put in place 12 years ago. And I have to say that Mr. Izzo and Mr. Ashman worked very, very hard to come up with these numbers and to make sure everything is correct. So this has been presented to the developer. They have signed off on it, and it's here now for your review and approval.
Very good.
So we're after all that, there's the $850,000?
Right. The total was 1.2.
Okay.
They've received cash and credits so far, so that the balance is $850,000.
And we're going to pay that in lump sum?
No, there's no payment whatsoever.
That's still going to go out in credits. Okay.
That's
okay,
strictly credits.
So they figured out how many more houses have to be developed, that there's going to be X amount of dollars. Then,
right.
Will it eat up the whole 850, or will you say there still be a balance?
There should be a balance out
after
there.
After that?
Yes.
That they will get a cash?
No.
Either. Okay.
This is strictly how our policy is for these oversizing credits.
Right.
It's just that it got way extended through the 12 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, there will be no cash to
credit.
So there's no problem going out into the future X number of years again. It just continues on with the credits.
And once they have $850,000 in credits, once that is exhausted,
then we start charging.
Then any further comes into the county.
They pay the full connection fee, both the expansion and
okay.
the transmission.
And those fees are changed each year. They
It'll
reassess.
Be whatever the budget is set at that year for the connection fee.
And we're able to track all that.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
When another developer
for
wants
12
to
years, catch up to it. We got her.
How do the credits work when another developer wants to hook into the system? I don't understand.
They would need to oversize, come to the planning department. I don't know if you want to walk through the process of how that happens, but it's specific.
Well,
it's just not anybody.
My understanding, let's say a developer comes in and is going to build 100 houses. They have a subdivision plan for 100 houses. As they get those connections, and let's assume the connection or the fee is $4,000,
mm-hmm.
as they connect into this system, then when they get their permit, there's a $4,000 credit. So that
goes to
it would go toward this person.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's just a credit.
Just a credit.
Okay.
No money.
No, and it doesn't expire. This agreement doesn't expire.
Well, it would terminate when all the credits have been received.
That's the termination date.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
You have a motion, sir?
Can I ask?
Oh, I'm sorry, I've got a question.
Mr. Phillips?
Is this money basically being handled from the district fund, or is it in the general fund?
What happens is they don't pay the full connection fee. They're getting the transmission credit.
Right.
So they will pay the expansion portion of the connection fee, because they have oversized.
Understood, but that money is in the district.
Well,
a district account, or is it a part
connection
of the
fees are kept by district, yes.
Okay.
In the
so
district
this is all
account.
Within that district.
Yes, and this is West Rehoboth, so yeah.
Okay.
Just one question. It's clear that it's an if and when provision. Whenever somebody connects, that's when the fee is. Because I want to make it clear that one of the developments in here is the Village Center, which clearly references a proposed mixed commercial residential district. And as everybody knows, that was denied and is still basically on appeal in U.S. District Court. So this doesn't affect or predetermine the outcome of that case at all. Is that correct?
That was included just because it had been calculated to have so many EDUs.
Right.
Okay. And that was just listed in here for purposes of that calculation.
Okay.
So the motion would be that Sussex County Council approve the oversizing credit agreement between Sussex County and J.G. Townsend Jr. and Son, or and Company, and Hawkseye LLC, as prepared by the engineering department.
Entertain a motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I have a question about, there will be adequate service for the village when it does get passed on Kings Highway. Okay,
yes.
When something gets passed.
Yes.
Okay, fine. Yes, I vote yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Thank everybody for all their hard work getting this called up. Appreciate it.
You've got a lot of gray hair now.
Mrs. Webb, grant requests.
The first one today, the Historic Society Committee. This is not an actual defined group. It is a collective group of towns, Fenwick, South Bethany, and Ocean View and Millville, and the funds would actually be paid to the town of South Bethany. Mr. Cole, just so we're, I had to check into that because there is no such. But there are a group of historic societies in that area.
Okay, so the ocean, this is the to.
The town of South Bethany is actually
right. They're gonna,
going to
they're
be responsible
they're
gonna
for They're
going
to take the money and disperse
right,
it, right. And $2,500?
Sounds good to me.
I'll give $1,000 to it.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $3,500, $25 for Mr. Cole, $1,000 for Mr. Phillips. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Chamber of Commerce for Greater Milford for their Riverwalk Freedom Festival in the fall.
Oh, I know Sam wants to go give to that.
Done $250 each before for
Why
a total
not do
of
it again, Sam? Are you with me? Milford?
You two on board together?
I'm going to give $500.
What's he want to give?
$500.
Good for you.
You're
good for you.
Step up there, Sam.
That's our
motion is
Wilson.
$500 and two. I'll still give $250.
Okay. Good girl. Have a motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Wilson.
That's it.
To grant $750, $500, Mr. Wilson, $250, Mrs. Deaver.
I wrote $750 on my paper.
Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, I'm glad Sam's spending some of that money.
Mr. Colton.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
Delaware Senior Olympics for an AED and first aid kits to be housed in Sussex County.
First aid kit?
First aid kits, plural, and two AEDs.
And that's a whole countywide thing?
The
right?
Senior
yeah.
Olympics is a countywide
right, right,
thing,
right.
But they're going to put these units specifically right. for use in Sussex County.
$100 each.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $500, $100 each council by grant. Any question on the motion?
No.
We'll take the vote, Ms. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
And the Delaware National Guard Youth Camp for the children of
active duty
people that are in the service, yeah. that are in Sussex County.
In service, Sussex County.
Have we ran that before?
Yes, $200 each for $1,000.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver.
I thought they'd come under Obama's program.
To grant $1,000, Delaware National Guard Youth Camp, $200 each council.
That's midnight basketball you're thinking of.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
Proposed zoning ordinances?
It looks like we have one proposed zoning ordinance. It is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for a multifamily dwelling structure of two units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 9,044 square feet more or less, it being part of tax map 33420.14.1.00.
Yes, I'll introduce it.
Introduced by Mrs. Deaver. Additional business brought before council, Mr. Guy.
While he's coming up, I would like to mention, with respect to that article with the gray wave by Caesar Rodney, Ms. Mm-hmm. Deaver mentions that we need a planner so we can plan for this. I think we're doing a very adequate job in planning for the gray wave. She specifically mentioned the paramedics, and as you can see by the number of units that we have established, we are preparing for the gray wave. The new unit down near Long Neck is probably designed specifically because of the growth of that age class.
Oh, I was talking about some proactive ordinances to create, promote small clustered communities. It would be high density. It would be after the village concept that we have that's all over the country, where these elderly folks can live in a, like a, not a commune, but a series of cottages all together where they have mutual services, where they, in other words, they're on their, they're self-supporting. But I don't know, Luther Village is kind of an example of one that I've seen. I think we should encourage folks to live in areas like that. And we're going to have more and more of them that can't drive anymore and don't need all that space. They don't need the lawns to cut. They just would be very happy in small cottages on, and kind of arranged together like Luther Village.
Mr. Robertson, would you comment on that? Do we have anything in our ordinances, our code, that would allow that type of a development?
Well, you know, certainly we have the cluster subdivision process, but also through the conditional use process, you could apply for, a multifamily project or even a single-family residential-type project where you have commercial components and things like that.
And RPCs could also be designed. And the RPC.
The RPC, that's another example. Just it depends on, you know, what your sort of model is. There's a number of ways that it could be addressed currently. And we've seen some of those come through. Cadbury would be one. I think there was, if I have the name right, Mariposa Bethany was one.
No, I'm not talking about anything like Cadbury. I'm talking about people living in their individual homes. And well, I know they have, homes there. But, okay, so what you're saying is we don't need...
We have the flexibility, Lawrence, to do what she's suggesting right now. I mean, it may be a different wrinkle of what we've seen, but I mean, the ability to do that, our code is flexible enough for a developer.
Especially in the RPC or the conditional use.
Okay, so there is
the cluster limits you to a certain size lot, but
well, a lot
the
of people
RPC
don't.
And conditional use allow you to pretty much design with some ingenuity.
What's
a lot of people would
size?
Like to not want to live in Cadbury, and you know, they want to have some independence, and they don't want to be managed by some company. And I'm not thinking of Cadbury-type things at all, but I can follow up with that.
Well, another example would be the Manor House, even though you're pretty well controlled in the area, but they have individual cottages for couples or individuals that are mm-hmm. small cottage-style homes that are
right.
independent of the main structure of
right.
the big facilities, and it's independent
mm-hmm.
living still.
And that would come under where? What
RPC or conditional
RPC
use.
RPC or conditional use. Uh-huh.
I think like there's the country rest home out near Greenwood has smaller houses.
And that's a board of adjustment method, but it's still there's a different method depending on the conditions or the request.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Now then, Mr. Dan Kramer.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. We speak, sir. We'll back up to you. How about that?
Dan comes in anytime.
No, that's fine.
Go ahead. Yes, like I said, you're ahead
of me. Wait, Sam does want to talk. He loves to talk.
My name is Dan Kramer. Yeah, excuse me. I want to got two questions. One, this building that you're repairing, are you going to work on getting that stink out of there that's been there for years? Or are you going to cover
about?
It up?
Who are you talking about?
Well, you got a stink every time you go into zoning, and the workers and everybody knows about it. So are you going to cover it up, or are you going to get it done and find where the stink comes from?
Uh-oh.
That's question one.
Stink?
You can argue.
Wait, Lawrence has got. It's, Lawrence is guilty.
He's the one.
The stink is supposed to be taken care of.
Oh, it is supposed to.
I can't guarantee it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Should have been done 5 years ago. But that's beside the point. Now, the next question I have. You're getting ready to spend $100,000+ for new fobs? What's wrong with the old ones? Don't you trust your own employees?
We'll entertain a motion to go into executive session for pending potential litigation and land acquisition.
Let's move that. I'll move it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
We'll go into executive session for pending potential litigation and land acquisition.
you know, we can